12-step recovery versus dieting with group support. An article from foodrelapse.com. One of my best friends in program is a gentleman named Harlan G. Harlan leads Big Book retreats and speaks at conventions around the world. He has lost 500 pounds thanks to program. Yes, lost 500 pounds. Most importantly, he's been keeping it off for many years. Harlan often says there are people in program who are working a 12-step program, and then there are those who are merely dieting with group support. I remember the first time I heard that line, I had to decide whether it was a deep truth that I needed to ponder further, or something that should annoy me. The more I thought of it, the more I realized how many of those meetings, the ones dieting with group support, I had attended over the years. This was especially true during my years of travel, where I would go to an area where all of the meetings there seemed to fall into this category. I often say that I have been in two different programs over the years. The first one lasted about 14 years, from when I arrived in program until I got out of my massive slip. The second was from that time onward. Of course, the reality is and was that there are not two different programs, there were two different Johns. The first program was the one I assumed the program was all about when I came through the doors as a newcomer. I saw people sitting in a meeting, talking about their food, their eating, their slips, their problems at home. You get the idea. What I did not hear was mentions of the steps, the big book, spiritual, emotional, and recovery, and the like. Were they not spoken of? They probably were, but my receiver was tuned to the things I like to hear about, and more importantly, what I wanted to talk about. There is a natural progression with recovery for those who truly embrace the program. There's nothing more thrilling than to come to your first program meeting and hear people talk of the actions that you were sure you were the only person on earth that did them. What a feeling of identification, of kinship, of camaraderie. I don't think I would have been human had I not had those feelings. The problem was that this is where my recovery stopped. In looking back, I came to a fork in the road and I chose the wrong path. I think once that new car smell rubs off of program, the real work has to begin. I needed to pivot at some point from seeing program as a place to go to hear about other people's problems and to talk about mine, to a program that would truly help me solve those problems. And by that I mean to change myself and my perceptions of the world and my reactions to life. But I did not. This eventually led to a multi-year relapse cycle. Why? Because nothing changes if nothing changes. One of my main character defects, as it turned out, was narcissism, or self-centeredness as it's called in the Big Book. Coming to meetings and talking about my problems wasn't solving any of them. It was simply reinforcing that self-centeredness. What I needed to do was to get serious about the steps and studying the Big Book. When the pain of relapse got bad enough and I hit bottom, I joined a new program, the one with the steps and the Big Book. This has made all the difference. I heard a relapse survivor in OA describe my situation perfectly in describing her past. She said, "The first time I came to program, I worked the tools. The second time, I worked the steps. Guess which one worked?" Now, the fact is that my recovery from relapse happened in an area that has a very strong program. The meetings I go to in program here in Los Angeles often don't resemble the meetings I saw in those different areas around the country. They are more big book and step oriented, and there are not as many pitch and bitch meetings. I am not sure which came first. Did the strong emphasis of these things in meetings lead to people finding strong recovery, or was it the converse? I do know one thing, and I learned it the hard way from my first week in my first 12-step program. I was at a meeting where people sat in a circle and sharing simply went from person to person. When it got to me, I proceeded to talk about myself for way too long, and this in the days before timers. Ouch. When I was done, my sponsor buttonholed me at the door and gave me a lecture. He said, "Here's something you need to learn. 12-step meetings are not group therapy. Listen to what it says in the preamble. We're here to share our experience, strength, and hope. And right now, kid, you ain't got much of any of those." Ah, I wish I could be called kid again. Today I see recovery differently. We're all here for each other, and it's not a coincidence that we is the first word of the steps. We need to support each other as we come to put the food down, pick up the steps, and work toward changing ourselves into the better people we can be. People who don't need to be diving into the food every few weeks or months. What we don't need is a few more people around a group therapy circle.